You're listening to episode number 1754 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, June 4th, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Hi-ho, good neighbor.
It's a Thursday morning.
Yep, that means tomorrow's Friday.
That's right, tomorrow is Friday. Some random facts for you today.
All righty.
Violins made by Antonio Stradivari are the most expensive in the world.
Yes, they are.
But he also made a small number of guitars.
Oh.
You know what? There's only one left in existence. I don't know where it is, but...
That must be... Yeah, priceless.
The guy who invented glow sticks. You know glow sticks?
Yes.
He didn't know they were popular at concerts and festivals until 2013.
No.
What cave, dude? Right? People produce an average of 0.28 pounds of feces per day. That equals to about 100 pounds a year. When say you're full of, you guess you're really
so
full
I can
of
actually
it.
Say I lose 100 pounds a year.
Yeah. And finally, there are 4,700 species of frogs. Only one makes a ribbit sound.
Really?
But we associate it with all frogs because the frog that ribbits is native to California. So the one that sound engineers originally recorded for the movies is here in California. Don't know what species frogs say Budweiser.
That's special.
You know. Anyway.
There's only one that says ribbit and it's native to California.
Yeah.
Well, what's funny, I can count on one hand the frogs that I've heard in California.
They make that sound. Anyway.
But in Georgia.
Yeah.
Ribbit all night long.
Huh.
Yeah.
What do you know? I'm just reading this, and I read it cold, as we know. It's time for the Who Cares News. What's happening today?
But not cold-hearted.
But, oh, never cold-hearted. Not me. No, not me.
Well. There ain't much love for Lea Michele out there.
Oh, no, really? Now, I remember yesterday we talked about her being called out by one of her Glee co-stars, right?
Yep.
Yeah. She said she would poop in her wig or something like that.
Even after she long-windedly apologized.
Oh, she apologized. Okay.
Many other co-stars, both on Glee and on Broadway, have come out to explain that not only was Lea difficult to work with, but that her attempt at apology missed the mark as a true apology.
Yeah.
Because she generally acknowledged that she acted in ways that have hurt others and said, quote, "We can all grow and change."
Oh, we can all grow and change.
But she didn't directly apologize to Samantha.
Oh, she didn't?
No, she did not.
No.
So now, co-star Heather Morris is saying...
Oh, wow.
That, and she actually carefully used the word unpleasant.
Oh, did she really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, so she's...
I mean, you know, you come out against Lea Michele. Now, this is the deal.
Uh-huh.
We said yesterday that she's over, right?
Yeah.
Lea Michele's party's over. That was the hashtag, I think. So the deal is that I think people are still worried that she might carry a little clout and they'd be afraid to come out against her in public.
I don't think she carries a little clout.
You don't think she carries any clout?
No,
it's
especially
okay.
since
it's
now.
Okay. It's okay to to toss the shade now.
Co-star Heather Morris is saying that Lea was unpleasant to work with. And that she should be called out.
Unpleasant.
And.
Carefully saying she was unpleasant.
Some of her Broadway co-stars are chiming in as well.
I can only imagine this working with her because I think she's a prima donna. I can't remember who.
I think it was Heather. One of them. I think it was Heather said that she felt like there wasn't much difference between Rachel and Lea.
Now, so we're not hearing from any of the guys that were on the show. Now, I know two of them are dead, sadly. But there were other guys, you know. And Darren Criss is one of them.
Yep.
And I'm curious if he has anything to say about her, or is it just a catfight? See, now that's what I'm beginning to wonder. I think from what everybody's saying and from what I've been hearing the last 48 hours is that, she's pleasant.
Yeah.
Unpleasant is a good word.
Unpleasant.
You know?
That's the kind and gentle
way. Yeah,
that's
the mom said if you can't say
she's
something
a
nice.
Raging
right?
bitch.
Word.
All right, so Cody can't get enough of the Kardashian Jenner clan.
Oh. Oh, Cody Cosmetics.
Cody
okay.
Cody Cosmetics.
Yeah, yeah.
New York cosmetics giant is in talks with Kim to collaborate. Talks with Kim to collaborate.
Wait,
on
I thought it was Kylie.
Hold on.
Okay,
you
all
told
right.
Your
I'm
little
sorry.
Horses.
Sorry.
Okay. I'll get there.
Okay.
I'm just take longer. That's what she said.
So
Kim to collaborate
I
on certain beauty products. Certain beauty
certain.
Products.
Okay.
Now, the company's revealed in a securities filing on Tuesday that Cody has a 51% stake in Kylie's, Jenner's.
Yeah,
company.
I mean, they paid her boatload
Kylie
of money.
Kylie Cosmetics. Yeah. It shelled out $600 million last year, if you remember.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Part of that Forbes billionaire list. So, Kim had launched her own makeup line in 2017, 2 years after Kylie, because she didn't want to be upstaged.
She kind of was. Now, baby sister upstaged her and got to that billion-dollar mark long before.
Oh, yes.
Kim isn't
Which
even
I'm sure
there yet.
Chaps her little...
Kim's not even
I'm sorry, chaps
there.
Her... I can't say little. Chaps her hide.
Her big old backside.
Yeah. See, I was going
to
be...
No, it's intended. Her backside is intended to be
true.
That large. It's
that
not,
is true.
You're not offending her. She okay. says, hey, you know what? Big asses rock. That's the way she feels about it. Right.
Now, these talks come on the heels of a management shakeup this week at Cody, but I have my own philosophy.
Oh, what's your philosophy?
I think that Kim may have called someone. This is just me.
Uh-huh.
Called someone at Cody and said, why not my cosmetics? My cosmetics are better than Kylie's. I'm Kim Kardashian. And you should have my cosmetics. So what do you? How much money can I have?
How much money?
That's my philosophy.
Oh my God! I'm trying to remember and recall. Halle Berry did do CoverGirl for a while, did she not?
Yes,
we're gonna
she
have
did.
To look that up.
I believe
she
did,
wouldn't
yes.
do it now because that's totally not her MO. Speaking of seeing her though, and this has been some time ago, she actually showed off her six pack.
Yes.
A few months ago.
Yes, she did.
Wow. Wow. And her stomach looked good, too. She likes that beard. No, I'm kidding.
And this is why I say, Halle Berry, I need,
for
you to help me.
She's not going
to
do crap
for you. I'm begging you.
If she doesn't respond to me being a lech, she's not going to talk to you.
No, but see, mine is for a positivity thing.
But my name's on the top of the bill.
Oh, good grief.
All right, with that.
Eat my football.
Back tomorrow with more frivolity and donuts. Teaser,
donut day.
Tomorrow is National Donut Day. Have a great day.
I want a custard-filled and a glazed.
Donuts. See you tomorrow. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.